I'll start kind of with maybe my husband's perspective on that just a little bit, or what I perceive as my husband's perspective. if he doesn't take care of himself, he's not happy. And I mean that he takes care of himself in a more getaway, have appropriate recreation, you know. And I've seen a lot of our friends who have not allowed their husbands to do what they needed to do to take care of themselves, and it has not ever gone well. I don't allow my husband to do anything, and he doesn't allow me to do anything. That's not our jobs. So
that's a good point. That's a really good point.
So, you know, I expect him to go, and he goes off and does what he needs, and it's self-care emotionally for him. That's what he needs to do to unwind and be happy, and it's not always my thing, but he needs that, and I understood that from the very beginning of our marriage, and I think that that has saved us more than anything, is me allowing him to do those things, because I know when he comes home, he's going to be happy. Now, as far as me, I was a little slower coming to the party about what I needed. And like I said, I grew up without much. And when we started our marriage, we didn't have much. And, you know, I put myself on the back burner for a lot of years. I put, you know, haircuts and nice clothes and, you know, things on the back burner. It wasn't my priority, and I didn't have those things. And it took me a while to come to the party. But I've learned that how I take care of myself reflects how I present myself, how successful I am, and how I feel when he comes home or when I see him during the day. If I look a mess, you know, I'm to the point where I'm embarrassed if I'm wearing slouchy pants and I come into town, and I don't want my laziness, because that's what it comes down to reflect on him. And just like I wouldn't want him to, you know, wear goofy things to my events. So, you know, I feel better about myself. I act better. I feel more confident in myself. And that reflects on him, too. I don't want to feel or act like a country bumpkin. I have a lot to contribute to the world. And I need to look the part. And that's been hard for me to come to that. But I have, and some days are better than others, but how you take care of yourself, how you respect yourself, and the time you invest in yourself reflects in all aspects of your life. It's the other side of the same coin of being successful. I know a lot of people have opinions about that, and maybe I've been subject to some of those, you know, opinions and judgmental just a little bit, but I've come to understand that there's real merit in making yourself appear as you want to be. It's part of the, it's nothing wrong with that. It's valuable. And anyway, I try my best. I've never had a manicure. I've never had a pedicure. There's still things that I just don't waste my time on. Maybe I should, but I have, you know, I found the value in a very good haircut and in, you know, in clothes that fit and those sorts of things. So I'm coming to the party maybe slower than I should, but there is merit, and I see that now, so that's good.
Right. Well, I just learned to paint my nails halfway decent within the last 8 months. So, you know, I feel like.
I don't know. I grew up a tomboy. It just didn't matter, you know.
Yeah,
good pair
me
of
too.
Shoes and nice pair of jeans. You're good to go.
Give me a basketball and some shorts and I'm good.
You know, I do live in cowboy country. I do live in ranching, Cody, Wyoming. You know, dressed up is a good pair of jeans around here.
Yeah.